I think if someone says AI music lacks soul or authenticity, that is honestly a valid concern. But I think the idea is not that the machine itself lacks soul. It's like once a human's doing something with that output, automatically it is imbued with some of their creative energy. So I think that's where that argument falls apart. Hi, my name's Tushar Apte, and welcome to my coffee table session with Refusion. Originally from Australia, but have been living in Los Angeles for the last 14 years. Built my career as a music producer and songwriter and composer there. So the thing about tools like Refusion, it allows you to completely break your patterns as a producer, as a music person. So as we all have our creative patterns, our go-to sounds, our go-to chord progressions, there's just certain things that your body and your mind does creatively. And I think a lot of these generative tools, they allow you to break those patterns and find different points of inspiration. There is this burgeoning community around generative AI music, which to me is very exciting. There are people playing with these generative tools like Refusion and using them almost as instruments, and as like, it's almost like when you have a new synth and they're figuring out new ways to prompt it and play it and get outputs that, you know, nobody's even considering yet in the traditional music space. And so I think that's like the immediate future of where generative music lies, and then how that sort of crosses over into a broader conversation, I think that's anyone's guess, but the impact is real. Thanks for having me, guys.